Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
We are back with part two of Get to Know Your Host. We got so much feedback from that first episode. People apparently didn't know us as well as we thought. So we are giving you a part two because we didn't get to all of the questions the first round. So we're going to kick it off. Noelle, what is your ultimate life motto?
I would say keep going. That's always my life motto, is to keep going. And I say that because it's the number one piece of advice that I always give to people. Like when they are struggling in their business, when they're struggling in their faith, when they're struggling in their marriage, when they're struggling in their finances, just keep going. Whatever that looks like for you, keep pressing on. What about you?
I would say do it scared, because I struggle with anxiety. And I feel like half of what I do is I'm always like scared or anxious about it, but I like, I really try to do it anyway. So probably do it scared. I live by that.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you consider yourself a hunter or a gatherer?
I'm like, what does that even mean? I am not a hunter. So in any of the sense, metaphorically or physically, like actually. So let's say I'm going to go with gatherer here.
Okay. So I'm not a hunter, like a hunter. I'm not hunting no
metaphorically,
but you're a hunter. Yeah. I'm definitely a hunter. I would not say that I am a gatherer.
Man, we're so opposite all the time. It's so funny. If you could be any fictional character, who would it be and why? That's hard.
I would probably be Elsa, so I could freeze people. Like if people were getting on my nerves, I could just like ice power them and freeze them.
That's so funny. This is like really hard for me to pick. I don't know. Initially I was like Kris Jenner. I was like, no, she's not fictional. Cause she's a boss, man. Fictional. Maybe one of the Marvel superheroes.
Superwoman? Is that her name?
I loved Superman growing up, like the original.
Yeah, Sailor's favorite too.
So I'm just going to be general and just be like maybe one of the Marvel characters.
What is the biggest myth or stereotype surrounding your job or industry?
I think it's that if you write well, and because if you don't know, I own a copywriting agency. I think it's that if you're a good writer, or you've written books, or you know, you journal, just like if you write really well, that you can be a copywriter. And that's just not true. It's like two different things. Like you could be a best-selling author and be the suckiest copywriter ever. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. What about for you?
Well, the list is long on this one. I would say first that I participate in a pyramid scheme, because I feel like I hear that all the time. And it's just simply not true. Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, pyramid schemes are illegal. And second, I think there's not an understanding about that portion of my career. Like a lot of people don't understand it. Mm-hmm. And then also in that, I've heard that we're predatory and we like prey on innocent women and stuff like that. And so I say all that to say this, it's not true. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, like the predatory remark really irks me because there's a lot of people that I don't want to work with, you know, that are not my like potential business partner. And then this is a three-parter for me. There's a lot, but this is another one that I feel like is like a stereotype. And I've heard this a lot in church lately, is that social media isn't real and that like influencers aren't real and all of this. And so I really pride myself on sharing the highs and the lows. Mm-hmm. Like I share the good, the bad, and the ugly, which I know a lot of people don't do that. But I really feel like our church needs to do a better job at understanding that this really is a real career and that I believe to my core that God really calls some of us to make this our ministry. Yep. And I was just in church yesterday and it was mentioned. And it's like, I think that they don't realize that, like, you know, you're talking about social media and it relates to a lot of people, but also you have some people in your church that are called to that and it is impactful. And some churches get that social media is powerful, you know? And so that's definitely the three things that I feel like I hear the most.
Yeah, I can see that. I feel like I even thought, not like with you personally, because you do it differently. I can honestly say you do it differently, but I've had people add me on Facebook and literally immediately within seconds message me like, have you ever tried this product? And I'm like, block, like, stop. Like, that's not. So it's those people that like kind of make the stereotype a thing.
Yeah. And it's not just people in my industry. I get that all the time.
People in my industry can do it. Any industry can do that.
I made a post the other day about vacation. Like, hey, what's your favorite all-inclusive resort? And the amount of travel agents that message me like, hey girl, I saw your post, you know, like all that, like it's everywhere, you know, but
yeah. All right. Noelle, are you a morning person or a night owl?
Girl, I go to bed at 8 o'clock. I am a morning person. I get up. I'm usually up by like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then when the sun goes down, I'm going down, girl.
This is where Noelle and I are finally alike in some way. If we go on any business trips together, we're nestled in our hotel room at 8 p.m., baby, and we are happy about it. So.
The last trip we took, we fought about who was going to go down and get the pizza. Because we were already in bed in our pajamas.
Yes, we were so annoyed with each other because neither one of us wanted to walk down. So we said, screw it, we'll go together. So we both have to like get out of bed.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, I am not. I like to go to bed early. I don't like to go out late. And Chris gets so annoyed with me because like as soon as I wake up, I'm just talking a mile a minute. And he's like, can you stop?
Yeah.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I am definitely an introvert, but I could be an introverted extrovert. Sometimes it just depends on who I'm around.
That's what I like to say. Cause like, I'd like to say that I'm extremely extroverted, but because I do struggle with like social anxiety, I feel like I'm an introverted extrovert. If you get me there and you put me in the situation of whatever it is, I'm an extrovert all day, but it's like getting me to that point and stuff. So
yeah, that's crazy because I always consider you an extrovert.
Yeah. And I mean, like,
to me,
if you had to do a hard line between the two, I would say extrovert, but like I definitely have introverted tendencies for sure.
Yeah, definitely. If you could grab a drink with anyone in the world, who would it be?
I don't love to drink. It's gross. But if I did, I mean,
well, you could grab a Pepsi, honey, with them.
Let's grab some coffee. I'm going to say Kris Jenner again. She's a boss babe. Noelle is judging me for anyone listening. She is looking at me with the most judgy eyes right now. So just want to throw that out there.
I don't know why I'm judging you because I would grab a coffee with Justin Bieber. Because I love him. I would have to get permission from my husband first, but Justin Bieber or Jaclyn Hill.
You made fun of Kris Jenner and you're over there with the Biebs.
You know I love him.
I do, but come on now.
I mean, it would be him or Jaclyn Hill for sure.
Oh, good grief. What is your weirdest habit?
I would say whenever I go through a drive-through and I order my food, I always play with my hair.
Oh, that's a nervous tick there or something.
It's so weird.
I think that's a nervous tick.
Yeah,
I do that. Interesting. Like, I didn't know that.
Whenever I go and order coffee, I'm always messing with my hair.
Interesting. Oh, I'm going to tell. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe I'm going to say this publicly. It's so gross. And it's like probably my husband's number one pet peeve. He probably has a lot of pet peeves, but he hates this. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm going to say this. It's so nasty. I live like I'm in the Great Depression era at all times and like want to save money. And for whatever reason, I just don't like to waste. Like, I think you at least know that about me. I do not like to waste. Like if I'm out with friends and they don't want to take food home and they have a lot, I'm like, take it home. Like give it to the animals or like give it to a homeless person. Like take your food home. But tissues, if I need to use a tissue and I haven't used the whole thing and like, oh yeah, I leave it laying.
No.
Like if I'm on my couch and like had the table beside me, I will leave it laying until I use the whole tissue and then I throw it away. And it's so nasty. I know, like, I just can't believe I'm admitting this, but like, I do it and I'll continue to do it.
So. Oh my gosh. No, no, I'm learning things about you. I can't. I cannot with that one.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I would say I would like to live in a different country just mm-hmm. to feel and like be a part of that culture.
Yeah.
But I would like it to be like a coastal area because mm-hmm. I've never lived near the ocean. Mm-hmm. So I always think of like living on an island somewhere. Mm-hmm. Obviously not in like a little hut. I would need a house yeah. or something. But like just like taking my kids somewhere to experience a different culture, mm-hmm. I feel like would be so cool.
I would say the same probably. We have been to Maui and Oahu, and it's ooh, like beside yeah. it being so freaking expensive, like pretending we could afford to live there, I would probably do the countryside of Maui. I've never wanted to live yeah, at a beach. Cool. Like I don't want to ever live at a beach, but like the countryside, you're far mm-hmm. enough away from that. So I think that's what I would pick because it's just such a, if you've not been to Hawaii, go. Like if you can save up for a dream trip, yeah. it's just the culture is beautiful. The simplicity of life, like the nature, the all, it's just so freaking magical. It's yeah. everything you think it is.
I have friends that live in Hawaii and I would love yeah. to go. I've never been. That's one place I've never been and I would love to go.
What do you do to de-stress and relax?
So every day I take a bath. Every night I end the day by taking a bath. And I love to just like lay in my bed right before I go to bed under a weighted blanket.
I love weighted blankets. First of all, those are the best things ever.
What do you do to de-stress and relax?
I like to read. I will read a book a day if I have the time. I love to read. So probably reading or Netflix or just something like super chill like that.
What is your spirit animal and why?
A cat. I love cats. I ain't gotta think about that one. They just eat and sleep all day, honey.
That was the quickest answer ever.
they get pets all day. They get attention. They eat and they sleep, honey. I want to be a cat. What about you?
I would say my spirit animal. I want to say a sloth, but I'm not lazy. But I feel like my spirit animal is a sloth. I don't know. I love sloths. And they're so cute. And they're just always like, they're always smiling. I don't know. I guess I just want to be like a sloth. A sloth is like my goal. My spirit animal to be lazy and to just smile.
I don't even know. I literally don't know how to respond to that. I'm dying.
But I feel like my spirit animal for who I really am is probably like a cheetah or something. Yes. Like go, 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 go. But I really do aspire to be a sloth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel you. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
I would say making an impact in people's lives, a mm-hmm. positive impact. I always think about this, and this is probably really weird, but like I listen to a lot of like self-development and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And one thing they always talk about is when you're gone mm-hmm. and like what legacy are you going to leave? And I feel like that if something happened to me and if I could just like envision someone going up to Oakley and Sailor and Drew and like saying something that I did, I pray that she made like a positive impact on me.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think it's kind of the same. I just want to be remembered for someone who like made a difference and cared about people and like led people to Jesus. I think there's like a saying, like people are saying there's someone out there on their deathbed that remembers the one good thing you did yeah. for them or something like that. Like yeah. that's like my goal. I want someone to feel like I cared about them and like just made a difference. So I guess it's the same as what you say.
If you could snoop through one person's private life, whose would it be?
Oh,
that's hard.
That kind of feels wrong and weird. I feel like I need their consent, but I don't like this one. I don't like this question. It feels so wrong. Probably just a celebrity. Like I could never do it to someone I know, like for sure. Oh, I take all of everything I just said back. Hands down, Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I read her book. That's I follow her insanity on a social media yeah. and I still adore her and I need to know the truth. Me I too. Feel like none of us know the truth about anything. Yeah. And yes, hardcore Britney Spears. I would dive into that.
Yep, same. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page. Maybe we do it together one day.
Yeah.
We'll get probably shot down or something. Okay. What's the most outrageous thing you've done for love or friendship? It makes me think of that Dr. Pepper commercial.
That's really hard. Okay, I know. Okay, so one time when Drew and I were broken up, we actually broke up when we were dating for like a year, and we ended up at the same party together. Mm-hmm. And so I left the party and my friends didn't know where I was. They actually went to my mom the next morning and was like, we don't know where she is, like she's missing. And I just snuck off from the party to go home with Drew. Oh. And I didn't tell anyone. And I just remember it was like an uproar because they literally thought I like was abducted.
Oh my gosh.
And my mom called me like just being freaking a little sneaky out. Instead.
That's so funny.
She called me panicked the next morning. Where are you? Your friends are here. They can't find you.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm alive. I'll be home. That was Noel BC.
Oh, the BC.
The BC days.
That's so good. Mine, I would just say for friendship, because it just is what comes to mind. One of my friends a few years ago was just having a really hard time, and we had drove up to the local lake and we were just like talking. She was just telling me about everything she was going through. And I was like, you know what? And it was like December 20 something, 30 degrees, snow on the ground. And I was like, we should just jump in the lake right now.
No.
Let's not think about it. It's going to make you feel better. Don't know why that would make her feel better, but I was like, you're going to forget everything. So I talked her into us just getting out of the car randomly and going and jumping in the lake in the 30 degree weather with ice on the lake and everything. And it was great. It was a glorious moment. We filmed it and it's a nice memory.
That's
and it did help
thing.
Her feel better, everyone.
Cold plunge. Haley, yes. Cold plunge before cold plunge was the cool. Have you ever told a lie to get out of a tricky situation? What was it?
Oh yeah, for sure. Now that I have to think about apparently all the lies I've told to get out of a tricky situation. I was like, yes, I have. But now I'm like, which one? I think I've lied to get out of a ticket before. I can't recall. I think this was true now that I'm thinking about it. I was
the web of lies.
I know I've lied to get out of a ticket, but I can't really recall the specific example. So yeah, I'll say traffic violations for sure.
I don't even know.
I mean, I don't know. I just never lie.
I'm sure I have, but I'm like, what's like a big one? You know? I mean, I feel like in high school, I used to lie to my mom all the time to get out of a tricky situation. Mm-hmm. Like we used to sneak out of my best friend's house, and my mom is probably listening to this dying, but we would like sneak out of her house to go to parties and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I probably lied a lot in my teenage years.
Stop. I remembered. I was driving down the road and I was like texting or doing something on my phone, and I was swerving and I got pulled over for it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't get a ticket. Cause I think it was just a few years after I got my license or something. I don't know. Like, who wants a ticket ever? But I lied and I said that I was testing my tires because one of them felt low, and I was like, just something felt off. So I was like purposely swerving to just see. And for some reason, like, I don't know why this.
Did he believe it?
Yes. So like I played it up though. And I was like, I'm like twiddling my hair. I'm like, do you think you could check my air pressure for me? And so
he pulls
me over. He gets my tire gauge thingy out and he starts testing all of my tires. And then my plan was just talk his ear off. So he like either doesn't want to listen to me anymore or forgets why he's pulled me over. So I'm just talking and talking and talking, and it worked. And he checked it all and then he just let me go.
Oh yep. My gosh.
That happened.
I remember a specific incident where me and a few of my friends went in the middle of a snowstorm to meet these guys like at this college to just like hang out. And it was a legitimate snowstorm and we did not have a four-wheel drive. And I just remember my poor mother thought I was just posed up in a cabin.
That's
with my
so
friends.
Funny.
Like, there's so many things.
No, LBC like, was something.
I really like, I pray that my kids, you know, they always say like, you're going to get paid back.
Yeah.
I really hope I don't get paid back.
Oh my gosh.
Moving on.
What is the wildest thing you've done that no one knows about?
On that note, I really don't think I've done anything wild other than what I just talked about.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to think. I'm like,
the wildest. Well, okay. So something wild that I've done. Well, people know about that.
That's what I was saying. Like, I think everything I've done, like, someone knows about. I don't know that I have something that no one knows about.
Yeah. I don't really know anything that people don't know about other than what I was going to say, which people obviously know about. But I flew like across the world by myself.
Yeah.
To a
I was saying I stole that cigarette, but I told that on the podcast already. So that'd be like the only thing that I'll be like, no one knows about that.
Yeah, I really haven't done anything wild in the secret. It's all out there. So
that's sorry, guys. That's a disappointing one. Have you ever had a paranormal or unexplainable experience?
I would say yes. I feel like I've had like a lot of dreams and like weird oppression in dreams, which in my opinion is not necessarily paranormal, you know, but I feel like that it is, well, it's explainable too, but it does kind of like ride that line of like paranormal, you know, like I've had these, I remember one day I was taking a nap and I woke up and it felt like someone was like pushing on my chest and like I couldn't get my breath. And I was like fighting to like get awake, you know, and like in those moments, I know I like immediately went to my pastor. I was like, what is this? He's like, you just have to speak the name of Jesus in those moments. But like to me, it's scary, you know, the first time it happens to you. And that's probably the one that stands out to me the most. But definitely like growing up, my aunt's house was sketchy. Crazy things happened after my grandfather passed away and stuff. So like, I think of that too, like that used to terrify me as a child, but like as an adult, no, I mean, the day after my dog died, I went out on my front porch cause we always go out together and it was morning. It was like 7:30 and the lights that shine on my house at night turned on. And it was so weird that I was like, what in the world? But other than that, no. Oh, could just be a, you know, a switch or like a short in the light.
I don't think people think about this question in this way, but I mean, I feel like we have paranormal or unexplainable experiences with the Lord all the time. Like everything that he does is, you know, not of human mind and like of human ability. And gosh, he's done so many things in my life that I definitely can't explain. So
yeah,
I feel like that sounds like a lame answer, but it's just a truthful answer.
Well, in that time that we had that worship night, that was definitely unlike anything I've ever experienced before.
I mean, on the flip side, I've experienced sleep paralysis like 2 times in my life. And I really think that's demonic. Like,
yeah,
like I cannot explain it. And it was it's only happened twice. And it both times were the most terrifying, horrible experiences. So I would say that probably counts for that. What is your most embarrassing dating experience, Noelle?
Should I tell them the story I told you the other day about the date I went on?
Yes.
Okay. So I went on a date one time. I was in high school and we went to the movies and it was a miserable date. Like it could not end fast enough. So I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I left. left him in the movies.
Oh my gosh.
Probably that's not one so of my great. Finest moments. But,
oh, that's so funny.
And he was like, are you okay? You know, are you all right? Where'd you go? And I never responded to him ever again. God. I'm really sorry if you're listening to this or if you were married to him. I'm so sorry.
I didn't really date a lot. Like, that's so lame, but I just didn't. You know, I got married super young too, but I did. And this is so dumb because I just don't have a lot of experience here to share. But I was dating this one guy and he was from a very rich family, picked me up in his like fancy rich BMW or Mercedes or whatever it was at the time. And it was our very first date. And I was still in high school. I was like freshman year playing flute in band. And I was trying to tell him something about my flute. And I said, flirt instead. And I was like, I want to play my flirt for you or something. I don't remember the exact sentence. Oh, and he called me out on it. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to think I was like trying to flirt with him or I was flirting. It was just so dumb. And like, you know, your teenage angst. And I just remember swapping the word flirt and flute. And it was, I wanted to die.
You were trying to romance him with your flute.
So embarrassing.
I mean, but really, were you going to play your flute?
I don't, dear God, I hope not. I mean, dear God, like, I don't know what I was saying, but it's so bad.
What if he said, yeah, I would love that.
Ew.
Would you have just sat on his couch and played the flute?
Like, I don't know, but he's in jail now for molesting people, literally, like legitimately.
What?
Yeah,
good thing you didn't play the flute.
Dodged a bullet there.
Okay, good thing. We're getting canceled after this.
I know.
What's the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself?
Oh, good grief.
I've heard some crazy things about myself, but I'm like, which one? Which one do I talk about? Well, I remember back when Drew was coming home from military school. It circulated that I was pregnant. I think I was like 18 or 19, yeah, like still in college. And that literally, well, you know, we're from a small town and it's like people in small towns love any kind of like gossip. And that circulated so quickly. Oh my goodness. But I hear crazy rumors about myself all the time working online.
Oh yeah.
And in the industry I work in, I'm like, oh, that's a new one. That's a new one.
And I'm sure there's so many I haven't even heard. And I'm like, I'm glad I don't want to know the rumors about me because I'd rather be blissfully ignorant about it.
For real.
Have you ever had a celebrity crush and who was it? Justin Bieber.
Yeah. I love the Biebs. I do love the Biebs. Who is your celebrity crush?
You know, I went through some weird times with this. When I was in high school, I had the biggest crush on Monk. Do you remember that USA Network TV show? Curly hair. He had like germaphobe issues. You're going to Google him and like barf your brains out. So there was a time it was that. And then Robert De Niro was a snack for a long time. Like Meet the Parents days. Like I could eat me up some Robert De Niro, but
I don't even know who that is.
Tom Welling was on the list at some point. Matthew McConaughey pre meth head days. He was great. Like How to Lose Guy 10 Days. Like could totally get on board there, but I don't really have a current celebrity crush.
I always loved the vampires too, like on Twilight. I always loved like Edward and his brothers, but I also love Jacob, like Team Werewolf too. So that's another one like that I can think of.
I can
of.
Only revert to like my early. I don't really have a celebrity crush now.
Yeah, I've also always crushed on Travis Kelce, even before. I loved him before Taylor Swift, but I love him less now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It killed my crush. I'm like, I loved him first.
Yeah.
And I don't love him no more. So she can have him.
Ooh, Joey from The Bachelor right now.
You like
him? We're recording this during that time. Yeah. And I love me some Joey.
I do like him too. Yeah.
I told Chris, I was like, if you ever die, like, do you approve of this relationship with Joey?
Joey, watch out, bro.
All right. We are going to end with where can listeners find you, Noelle?
Well, you can find me on social media, obviously. Instagram, it's Noelle Walker Beauty. Also, my brush line is Revival Beauty Tools on Instagram. I have a website, revivalbeautytools.com. Like, you can find me lots of places. On the weekend, you can find me at the ball field right now. Where can they find you, Haley?
So for me, my handle on Instagram is at Slade Copy House. We have our website, sladecopyhouse.com. Of course, if you follow the podcast Instagram page, you'll find us there. Otherwise, I will be probably in bed reading a book. So you will not find me there because I don't let people in my house often.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.